after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
Y'all know after y'all hear that, don't fire blowing off. You know that means that the show has begun. Welcome to Life After Dust Live. With your boy Seti J and my co-hostess with the Moses.
Nay, everybody.
What is up, Nay? What is good with you?
Another day, another dollar.
Another day, another dollar. I feel you on that. Well, people, if you haven't guessed by the title of today's show, you know what we do every year at the BET Awards. The BET Awards comes on Sunday, and then we follow up on that Monday at the BET Awards with a recap, or this year I'm calling it the 2017 BET Awards Read, because we're going to be reading the hell out of the sharing our thoughts about the BET Awards. Hell, matter of fact, even the top seven, the six this week will be centralized around the BET Awards. So yeah, I got some stuff coming for you. Before we get into it, we'll after the music break, we will delve into the BET Awards and all that, but. First off, how was your weekend and all that good stuff?
My weekend was pretty cool. How about yours?
You used to give us a little bit of tea. You being very modest today.
I really didn't do too much, you know. I really just been in the house.
Just relaxing, getting your superpowers back.
So with everything that's been going on, I really just stay in the house.
Yeah, you got to get your, it is best for you to regenerate, get your superpowers back.
Mm-hmm.
Even superheroes have to sit down for a second and I'll take a breather really quick. So, yeah, my weekend was an interesting weekend. So, Friday, I decided, I'm sitting here, I'm chilling and whatnot, and I was like, I'm gonna get out. I feel like getting out tonight, so I decided to go out. and in the middle, I was going out, so it was crazy. Ooh, which I got some top man. Got some. I'm going out thirsty J Dusk in a moment. So I went out to this particular bar, on 7th Street, which is pretty racist as hell. It feels a lot of times because it's like they had like this quota for how many black people they want in there, so they make these dress code hard as hell. You know what? I just feel like driving out, so I was like, man, fuck it, I'm gonna go to the spot. Of course, I got in because I was. It looked like a bag of money. I even had a cowboy hat on and everything. I was looking like a bag of money, my friend. So, yeah, I was in there chilling, and it was hot as hell. Like, Nate, I feel like, why didn't you put on clothes? Why can't I have just gone to the bar completely naked? Because it was hot as hell after 10 p.m. It was hot. So, yeah, because I'm going in there, getting lit, all that good stuff. And, man, shout out to that one chick that came to me. It was a good gap on me out of nowhere. Mm-mm-mm. Ma'am, that was awesome. Yeah. But I wonder if y'all would say, man, I just wonder, she kept eyeing me all night. And I was like, what did you? I mean, I hate this. You eyeing me. You trying to cheer me on, I'm dancing and all that stuff. And then, you was a soldier and came over, I decided to go over to her. And then she going to hit me with this shit. Oh, I got a boyfriend. Nay. You want to know, was that another reaction I had to that? I told her, I said, woman, I'm not trying to have sex with you. I'm not trying to take you home. All that shit don't matter to me. I just dance, have fun, and to go my merrily way. I don't take this shit seriously.
Right.
So I know. Yeah, but then, which is just hilarious because, my mindset is this, man. I want people to get this in their head. I know dudes be going to the clubs and go to the bar and clubs strictly just to, just to try to pick up females. But I don't really be on that shit, man. Every now and then, I might pull somebody, but it's a mutual feeling. I don't be trying to push the fucking envelope of trying to talk to a bunch of you and not go out to the spot. Because my main objective is I just like to dance. I'm going to dance by myself, and I'm going to dance with people. I don't care about that. I'm not trying to take anybody fucking home. All that shit. I don't really be caring about that. Even the chick was single. Even the chick was single, still not trying to take you home. So yeah, so she was. So yeah, so that I laughed at that, and she kind of took it back because she couldn't believe a guy can't break her down that way. Like I gotta break it down to people because I'm saying what people need. I'm saying what needs to be said because I know how people think. They think of, oh, you dance with them, like. All of a sudden, you're obligated. Oh, man, I'm just having a good time getting the hell out of here. So it's funny. There's one dude, he ends up trying to get one of her friends later on the night. And she told him she was married. I said, man, if y'all females don't stop doing that, like, come on, man. Like, nobody's trying to take y'all home or nothing. Why would y'all come in a fucking spot? Y'all gonna come to the atmosphere where most people are single, and yeah, some dudes are trying to holler at folks, but you come into a spot where people are dancing. Get the hell out of here. So yeah, it's ridiculous. So I don't know. I was like, man, come on, man. It was just ridiculous. Anyways, I'm coming out the club, and it's raining. Like, Nate, it was hot as hell. I did not know it was going to rain that night. I came out at, like, 2 a.m., and it was raining, like, pouring down rain. I feel like I was in a fucking music video. Cause I can't. I had a button up on, a cowboy hat, and some jeans. When I got on my way to the car, I only had a muscle shirt, some wet ass pants, and my fucking cowboy hat, which eventually came off. It was just ridiculous. I was like, man, this don't make no damn sense. Like, it was the war. I mean, it was raining hard, like big ass puddles. So yeah, that was crazy. I brought a model out of retirement this weekend. With a shoot, I'm excited because a lot of you've been wanting to shoot her, but she promised me forever that when she decided to come back, she was gonna have me be the person to shoot her. And man, y'all got some heat. Y'all just wait. I ain't gonna tell y'all who it is. Just got to wait and see. But trust me, it's worth the wait. So that's pretty much something. Most part of something was going on with me this weekend. All right, so we're going to a music break, and when we come back, we'll have the 2017 BET Awards read. So y'all brace yourselves. And Lord, I had to deal with nays, boos, left and right. We'll be talking about that when we come back on the 2017 BET Awards read here on Life at the Dust Live. I'm going to be petty and pacing Cardi B. Here we go, y'all.
If a bitch be for me, we gon' be forever. wake up, wake up, face. You already know we're not just right now, BS. They're sleeping on you. The next thing you get money.
All right.
They say you get more money, you get more problems.
See us in the hood getting money.
From the back, I done told you before. I'm killing these niggas. Plead guilty for murder, I'm out on parole. My team is the sickest. Yeah, we sneezing and sniffing, these niggas so cold. The cuffs keep a ice pick, removing your froze, and so I suppose. Cause I've been at your grinding, trying to come up on a lick. And I stay motivated, watch me cook, I got the wrist. $1 million nigga, I ain't have to flip a brick. I put it in action, I'm swagging and dabbing, that's how it happens.
Be in the hood, getting money.
Eating real chicken, shot a finger licking in the MIA.
Haters in my vision, get them out my way. I don't play around, but I play for keys. Boy, I'm blowing strong, but y'all niggas weak. I'm a nightmare, get you in your sleep. Keep a small circle, cause these niggas creep. Mailman leads, tell me turn it up. Quarter press of death, call a coroner. You ain't get the pussy, cause you're boring up. I'm a Florida nigga from another planet. Send me automatics, yeah, I'm off deep. Quarter causing havoc, yeah, I got them shook. You ain't see me, nigga, boy, you better look up. I've been on a mission, had to get it out the mud. Got the itch in it, I met another plug. The dopest in the city, I got your bitch hooked like drugs. You smoking, I'm matching, ducked off in the mansion, blowing on feelings.
In the hood, getting money.
All right, welcome to Life After Dust Live with your boy, Ceddie J.
Hey, production.
Yes. Okay, so, Nay, let's start off with, I'm not going to necessarily go in order to BET Awards, so people don't think it's going to be chronological order or whatever. I'm going to start with Nay, how did you feel about your boo's performing? Because we did attend watching the two people you call your boo's perform yesterday.
Well, I really didn't even watch the BET Awards. I'm gonna be honest, I didn't even watch it. I just turned on the channel. Just I didn't even see his performance. Really, I seen like a brief moment of him on TV, well, I guess I've seen on TV or whatever. So I didn't even watch the awards. I don't even watch the awards.
Oh, so you missed Trey Songz before.
Trey Songz and August Alsina. I seen August Alsina for a brief moment, but I didn't watch like the performance. But The beat too.
So, I mean, you mean Trey Songz, he even shouts you out. He said that Nate brings out the animal in him. He be at the animal. You need to give you a shout out.
I don't. There's the reason why I don't watch it, for the simple fact it got boring. Like, I haven't watched the BET Awards in years because it's boring now.
It was a comedic. I watch it for the reads. This is my favorite. This is one of my favorite days of the year. They come back after I watch the awards and be very petty on this show.
I watched Power.
Oh Lord, so. We will be getting your Power recap then. I haven't watched it, but F it. We'll spoil some shit on here, so we do. We won't spoil everything, but we'll let you dive in. So let me tell you about your booze. So August Alsina, he was performing, and his dancers came out there looking serious as hell.
He was looking fine.
I'm like,
though.
Man. Oh Lord. Yeah, he was performing. And then your other boo, Trey Songz, he did a set, and the last one he did Animal, bunch of fire and stuff going on. And he had like a fur, I think it was like a fur coat with no shirt on. And he shouted you out. He said He said, "Nay, you bring out the animal." You said, "So is that true, Nay? You bring the animal out and Trey Songz?"
Man, that's what a real nigga do to you.
But. What animal do you bring out of Trey Songz? Because we never, I don't know what animal, you talking about with the animal, what animal do you bring out of him?
The sex demon.
Yeah, y'all know, I laughed the whole time I was watching it. Because I know you was watching performance and I was like, oh Lord, somewhere in the world, Nay is salivating over on Trey Songz.
That's Dave. Trey Songz is Dave.
And he was grinding. He was grinding and stuff. Nate, what you got? What you got? What you got for that? He was grinding and everything.
Hey,
and he did that just for you. You was not looking at him.
He was keeping his fans happy. He doing his job.
He keeps his fans happy. Oh Lord. So if you was one of the backup dancers, what would have happened if you was one of the backup dancers?
Well, I don't do the dancing stuff, but I probably would have got kicked out for the Kiss and Trey song, so
oh Lord, yeah, it was crazy. He had tires on the background and stuff. He was animal. I was like, oh Lord, like okay, so we got double dose. We got all of us seeing, then we got Trey Songz. Like Lord, do we really need to cater to all Nate's thirst right now? I'll tell you, the pre-show part, I think the pre-show is always the most ratchet, is the pre-show. Everything go wrong, goes wrong in the pre-show. Oh, my God. We had people who, they had a music. Oh, my God. The keys got played because the DJ didn't had the remix and not the regular version of Bed. Which I think wasn't that a song last week when I asked you about what song right now gonna get you to move? Wasn't that the song you said?
I think I said Persuasion Road.
Okay, that's what it was. So yeah, I was like, yeah, I can't remember. I knew it was the Keys, but I can't remember what song. Yeah, he had performed Bad. So yeah, I was like, well, okay, all these people that Nate, that's on Nate's Freaky List is Nate's Freaky Playlist is our performer right now. What is going on?
Like, we did this for Nate.
Yeah, Trey Sun is so disappointing. He's like, you could turn this and watch him perform.
Trey Sun.
He said that now you want to reevaluate y'all because he wasn't watching the show he was trying to put on for you.
That's Daddy.
Oh Lord. New Edition. That New Edition Lifetime Achievement Award performance was so fucking awesome. I think that's one of the smartest ones because, you know, usually they get all these mixed variety of artists to do on the Lifetime Achievement Award performances. But because they had that biopic that came out, they had the people from the biopic perform. I was like, the smartest thing ever. That is the smartest thing ever. You already got the people who pretty much performed your stuff on the biopic, and so it only makes sense to have them perform. And they was killing it. Then they did like this one part of the set where at the end of the Lifetime Achievement Award performance, after they all do a big performance after they get the recipients, the honorees, the awards. And they had to where they had every generation. So they had the ones that played the little kids of them on the biopic, the ones that played like the teenage to adult version of them. And then, of course, they had the actual New Edition. And then they all were performing Mr. Telephone Man and If It Is In Love. They was getting it.
I mean, they did a good job with the movie anyway.
Oh man, I'm telling you, watching that stuff a lot. I was sitting there lit the time, man. New Edition. I don't care what nobody gotta say. Like I said in my stats yesterday, New Edition get the most thuggest dude to get out of his seat and doing them damn dances. I don't care what you got to say. So yeah, it was bananas. Bananas. Chance the Rapper won on the Humanitarian Award. He won another award. I feel stupid because I remember which one he won. Oh, he won New Artist of the Year.
He deserved it.
So yeah, it was a lot of stuff going on, man.
All the stuff he's trying to do for Chicago, he deserved it.
Future performed Percocet, represent, gotta represent, chase a chick, never chase a mask on, fucking mask off, hey, mask on, fucking mask off, yeah. Yeah, that's Future was performing that, and then they basically did a remix because they had Kendrick Lamar come out and perform his verse. So, yeah, and Remy Ma, check this out, Nate. You know how Nicki Minaj wins the Best Female Hip Hop Artist of the Year award? Mm-hmm. Well, Remy Ma won it this year.
I seen on Facebook.
The plot
thickens.
And I know it's a BET Awards recap, but Nay, let me tell you something, honey. I was watching the NBA Awards, it's still on as we speak. I was watching it, and you know, they had 2 Chainz and Nicki Minaj performing, and Nicki Minaj was trying to come for Remy Ma her performance. It's like, oh my, this is
on Clutches My Pearls, I am not ready for what to go on. Obviously, the beef is not over. The beef has just begun, ladies and gentlemen. I was about to send another Amber Alert out for Nicki Minaj, and then she decided to respond on the like they can on the NBA awards. This smart, they got they pretty much that was perfect marketing because that happened the next day at the BET Awards. Oh man, they can ask some more. So yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy in these streets. So yeah, I definitely say that it just definitely a lot of interesting stuff that happened in the awards show yesterday. A lot of people were off key. Oh my God, Nate, so many people were off key. BET Awards was being ghetto. The damn curtain wasn't opening and shit twice during SZA performance. It didn't open, so I guess her stuff was only going to work for the weekend. Ah, a little scissor joke. But and then it didn't, I guess it was open for New Edition, too, at one point in time. Yeah, that was just craziness. So, yeah, so I decided to be petty. I was like, Mr. Backstage Man, there's something wrong with my stage. There's something wrong with my curtain. I try to open the curtain, it gets stuck every time. So yeah, I was having way too much fun with it. Way too much fun. But yeah, Mary J. Blige came out reading her ex-husband, and he got his little feelings on Twitter. He gonna delete his tweet, and then he gonna put a post on Instagram. Basically, talk. We need to talk. God. I mean, get your weak ass out of here. So, yeah, it's been very interesting. Very interesting show yesterday. DJ Khaled, you know, Lil Wayne came out. Migos, you know, Migos performing, but and Migos was performing, and they was in them tight ass clothes. Like somebody put their stuff in the washing machine on the wrong setting and they fucking clothes shrunk. And I'm like, what the fuck is these niggas doing? And you know, and so then apparently a fight broke out after the show. So after the after party, because they do know BT does the after show, it's called like the after party. And so they do that, and then apparently a fight broke out with Migos. It was Migos' first. They were getting into it with Joe Budden, and then they happened to get into it with Chris Brown. And apparently, Karachi, whatever her name is, Kakarot, she decided to get in the. She happened to be a part of the cause of the altercation, as far as on the Chris Brown front. Oh, goodness. Chris Brown, that woman got a restraining order on you, sir. Please, I mean, it's not worth fighting for this fight no more, man. Just give it up. They know the man crazy, and people keep trying them. The man is crazy. Why would you try to shake up crazy? So, yeah. That is a small recap. That's a small read of the BET Awards. If you got anything that I didn't mention that you wanted to bring up, you can let us know. Call 347-202-0389 or feel free to message me on my IG or my Facebook at SettyJDusk, and I will definitely get I'll definitely mention it on the show. All right, so Nate, we go another quick music break. We come back. Nate's gonna be in charge of power. So you're getting Nate's. I got my perspective on BET Awards. You'll get the perspective of power premiere yesterday. But I'm through Nate, so we'll be back after this. Since I'm paid like that, let's play the supposed competition. I don't know why people got me this a competition, but whatever.
Let's play a song from Empire.
Sometimes you feel insecure. Trust me, babe, I understand. Even with no manicure, just know that I'd still hold your hand. You look so good when you're walking by. Sexy comes in every size. Keep wearing that, you ain't playing. You got yourself a new man. That's Kanye's workout plan. I call that baby fat,
baby fat.
But you sure look good to me, I think. You're so beautiful. For the ladies, the ladies got a thing for the high king. What I'ma do is you so beautiful. How do I get you on my team? You could be natural with a wig on, chocolate, caramel, or a red bone. So confident, so classy. I should kiss you for the bit. No chapstick, can't help it. I love all women, big, small, medium, and tall women. Oh man, every one of you look good to me. Ain't gotta be a beaver to get wood from me. Get it? Where the you come from? Shot me like a bullet. Where do you get a gun from? Landing on your planet in another dimension. Looking at you got me standing up at attention. You got me going.
You're so beautiful. Give the world a show.
Go up, down, up, down, up, down. Go up, down, up, down, up, down. Shake it fast. It's yours.
How much you pay for it? I say you're so beautiful. And I don't care who knows.
Go up, down, up, down, up, down. Go up, down, up, down, up, down. Shake it fast. Shake it fast, shake it fast, you looking like a bag of money.
Bag of money, bag of money.
Shake it fast, shake it fast, you looking like a bag of money.
Bag of money, bag of money.
Shake it fast, shake it fast, you looking like a bag of money.
Bag of money, bag of money.
Shake it fast, shake it fast, you looking like a bag of money.
You're so beautiful.
All right, welcome back to Life of the Dust Live, your boy Teddy J and your girl Nate Seduction. All right, so y'all got the BET Awards read, quick little read. I'm going to toss to Nate to give y'all her perspective of what happened with Power yesterday, the premiere of for the season premiere that happened yesterday. So Nate, I toss the mic to you.
Well, I just say this. Power was really, really good. They did trick us. They did have us thinking that Ghost was going to get out of jail, and he didn't. So Ghost is currently still in jail. Angela, which is that was his girlfriend, he wasn't having an affair with on his wife. She the one that arrested him, but her other boyfriend's murder. She thinks that Ghost killed this police officer, and he really didn't kill him. The detective killed him, honestly. So hopefully the detectives get caught, and, you know, because Ghost really didn't kill the officer. person. The other is another officer that killed him because he was doing an inside job or whatever for somebody. He was doing some dirty work or whatever. So, and then Lala is back. A lot of people thought Lala got killed off by Milan, and Tommy put her in a safe house, pretty much, like, he, you know, made sure she was going to be safe. So she didn't even get killed. A lot of people were, like, wondering, like, where's Lala, where's Lala, whatever, Lala comes back. So Lala is back. And then what I don't like is the fact that Angela met Ghost's children. They went over Angela's house when Ghost was living with Angela. And for you to say that you love these kids and blah, 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 why would you send the feds to the house where they live to and serve Tasha with a warrant to search her and Ghost's house? I feel like that was wrong on her end. And Ghost was, well, Angela was, no, Tasha was throwing shots at Angela, like, you know, Angela was asking Tasha, like, is there any weapons in the house? And, you know, Tasha was like, well, I would never keep a loaded gun around children or whatever like that, because Tasha's son found a gun in Angela's home and took it to school. So the show is really, you know, I can't wait to see the rest of the season. Like, it is getting good. I feel like some people, I feel like 50 Cent is going to eventually get killed off because what he's doing with Ghost's son and Andre. I don't know if he's going to get killed off. I feel like Andre's trying to play both sides, but he's trying to be in good with 50 Cent, which is Keenan, you know, that's 50 Cent's character, Keenan, just to keep Ghost's son safe. So we gonna see how I play out, how this episode Sunday go be or whatever. But if y'all not watching Power, y'all missing out. Power is better than Empire to me.
Okay, be disrespectful now. Being disrespectful.
I am not. I watch Empire, don't get me wrong. I mess with Empire. But
what? Go ahead, shoot it.
Tower is more interesting.
Ooh, you suck.
Mm-hmm. You a hater. Tower is definitely more interesting.
That wasn't me. That was the fans. The fans are speaking. Ooh, you suck.
Y'all just gotta watch Empire. I mean, y'all just gotta watch Power. Y'all just gotta see, like, how it is. Like, just watch it. Like, if y'all didn't see the previous season, y'all need to watch the previous season to even understand the new season. But it's so good, and Angela really think that Ghost killed this man. So when Angela finds out that he really didn't even kill him, she gonna be looking dumb.
Mm-hmm.
She really gonna be dumb. Like, I just can't wait until she see that he really didn't even kill his man.
But in there, you came up for the Empire to come back, right?
Huh?
But at the end of the day, you can't wait for Empire to come back, right?
Right now, I'm focused.
Uh-huh.
On
yeah, Apple. But the question is, you can't wait for Empire to come back out, right?
Look, right now it's all about Power. Right now.
Don't try to skate around the question. The question was, You can't wait for the new season of Empire, though, right?
I ain't worried about Empire right now.
Okay,
not even worried about it.
You suck!
It's all about.
Go ahead. How
about
what?
I was about Power.
You suck! Anything else you want to say?
Sold out power right now.
Okay.
Ooh, you suck.
Okay. you pretty charming. I have my finger on this trigger every time you act up. Anything else you want to say outside of that?
Nah, I'm just saying it's all about power right now.
Okay.
You suck.
You're trying to instigate now. You trying to instigate me. My finger's stay the trigger. Okay. Yeah, just watch it, man. I got itchy trigger finger.
I'm just saying.
You're just saying what?
It's all about power right now.
Ooh, you suck.
she keep trying. She trying my hand, y'all. She trying me.
Oh well.
All right, so we got about 13 more minutes left. 13 more minutes. Here's something I thought about. Pondered. What do you think? I mean, it was back in my head. I'll come back to it. But another idea I do have in my head, 4th of July weekend is coming up this weekend. What do you have planned?
I really don't got no plan. I mean, it's just another day, honestly. So.
Okay. Ooh, you suck.
Enjoy your free time. I just like the fact it gives me an excuse to get out of town. That's the only reason. I can give two rat's asses outside of that. So yeah, I'm right there with you.
Just another day.
I just want to get the hell out of there.
I got the day off work, but I'm just really being
helped. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I just want to get it. Shit, I'm using BFG so I can get out of here for the weekend. So, yeah. I'm going to Memphis, Tennessee this weekend. And if everything pans out well, I might get to see Queen Love while I'm there.
That's good.
Yes, I'll be happy. Yes. Yes. Queen Love. I get to be there. I'm going to be hella excited. Just know that. There's another person supposed to be in town. I need to double check and see if she'll still be here. She's supposed to be in my city on the 28th all the way through the 4th of July. Kelly Noel, she's supposed to be here. She's supposed to be dumb. And she's helping host some shows from then to most. I know she has some shows she's hosting from the 28th to the 2nd. And she's a promoter for a couple for a concert series, so she'll be here. And so yeah, I'm like, okay, cool. So yeah, she'll be here. It's gonna be a crazy weekend. Crazy weekend. And then next month, I got my boy DJ Rick Williams. You know, he is the person who is a photographer up in South Bend, Indiana. He'll be down here July 14th through July 18th. So that's going to be dope. I get to finally meet him. So power up. Everybody's coming down here. Nay's just so scared of me, y'all. Nay's just, she's so scared.
I am not.
She's so scared. I think Nate realized she comes and she's gonna have like the best time of her life. That's why she hasn't came down here. it's too much to handle. Like. You said what?
I say I'm gonna make a trip one of these days.
One of these days, I hear that. Mm-hmm. I hear it's one of these days. Blah blah blah. By the time you get down here, you'll probably be 5 feet something. That'd be pretty much when by the time you come down here. You've been to reach 5 feet.
You trying to get me out there in them neck of woods.
Yeah, I am. I can't wait. I want to show off my co-host to the world. I want to sit on these people in this city and let them know, hey, I got somebody in a whole nother part of the country that rocks me, and this is who my co-host is. Why are none of y'all my co-hosts? Think on that for a second. So yes, I just want to put some pressure on some people around here. I just want to see the look in their faces. That's my biggest objectives. I really want you to come here and put some pressure. Every time somebody from out of town comes down here and puts pressure on people, people start really thinking, whoa, man. Oh, we keep not fucking with this dude. We need to learn. If some people figure it out, I mean, time some don't. They've been to burn the bridge and made it too late for themselves.
They go find out.
I have faith that you'll be down here. I don't know when, but I have faith. And I'm going to give you the biggest hug ever. I can't believe it.
I got to go to Atlanta for something major. I wasn't even supposed to
go. I saw on your page.
And I got to go.
Mm-hmm. But you can't hide from me forever.
I ain't hiding.
Okay, we gonna see. We gonna see, baby.
We will.
Mm-hmm. Yep, y'all may be hiding, but I'm letting her make it, y'all. Anywho, got a few more minutes to go. You got anything in the future, not necessarily this weekend, but anything coming up that we need to be on the lookout for?
I'm going to Atlanta July 7th because I'm going to a casting call July 10th. They want me to come to this casting call. I was asked to go to this casting call called Models and Dancers of Atlanta. The show is supposed to be affiliated with VH1, so the show will be on VH1. And they really want me to come. Like, you know, I talked to the lady, then talked to somebody else. She sent my pictures over to one of the producers of the show. He said, you know, he want me to come. I'm very pretty or whatever. So they really just want me to show up at the casting call or whatever like that. And we'll see what happens. After that,
are you gonna work some twerk some?
But hey, I might twerk some for him.
Nate, those sorts of maybe she ain't the best, but she all right, y'all. She be all right. I'm a twerk. Nate is really good at dancing. She's not as good dancing to twerk songs. She's more of a sensual person. So she, her name is Nate Seduction. You think about that for a second. But she's better at dancing the slow jams. She's
the slow jams require just a certain je ne sais quoi. It, like, twerk, to real talk, twerking is easy as hell. So, yes. Anyways, ma'am, we are getting ready to go ahead and end the show. So, yes, so bye, everybody. I will be back on Wednesday. Might have an interview. Stay tuned for that. So, yes. We appreciate y'all for tuning in today's show and definitely encourage you to let everybody else know, people you know, to check us out if they haven't already. And, yeah, I just can't wait, man. I can't wait to continue to bring more great, great stuff to y'all. Appreciate you. And we leave out how we leave every show, reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a...
Hey, Nate,
there is a way. All right, y'all, tune to the episode of Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, City J, and your girl.
Nate Seduction.
All right, we're out. And remember, if you try to find me on social media, if you can't spell seduction, you ain't got no business following her in the first place.
You ain't got your ass too y'all for social media if you don't know how to spell seduction.
See ya.
Peace.